Jags owner Shad Khan and GM Dave Caldwell taking a look at practice Tuesday. The Jags getting ready for the Titans on Thursday Night Football, and preparations inside Everbank Field are underway. They're trying to get the stadium ready. Jags have been here only one time the last 2 months. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you inside Everbank Field, home sweet home. The Jaguars will have four of the next five games in this stadium, still trying to make a run at the division. They'll try to carry some momentum from that win in Baltimore in this week's Thursday Night Football matchup. And with the short week, the practice schedule is shaken up a little bit. Jags had a walkthrough Monday night and another helmet-free walkthrough on Tuesday. The biggest news of Tuesday, the Jags have lost defensive tackle Cindric Marks for the season with a torn right triceps. He's recovering from the ACL injury and starting to play better week to week. That's the disappointing part of this thing for Cindric. He was getting close to top form. Gus Bradley said today he'll be placed on injured reserve this week, and Dave Caldwell still has to make that move. It could correspond with the return of wide receiver Rashad Green. The rookie out of Florida State has been out with a thumb injury. Green could also help that offense and Blake Bortles bounce back from a tough outing against the Ravens. Bortles knows that if he has a subpar day, other parts of the team can step up.
It's a good sign to be able to win when you don't play well. I think that's a thing that a lot of good teams are able to do. If you struggle in one phase, the other phase is being able to pick it up. So I think we're able to do that. Defense played unbelievable, and special teams, had a turnover as well, and really picked us up offensively.
A few injury notes. Running back T.J. Yeldon did not practice Tuesday with a foot injury. He was working on a bike to the side. Alan Hearns worked out today. It's a good sign, playing through a foot and core injury. We'll hear from John Osier on him coming up. And linebacker Dan Scuda got some work in as well. He missed the Baltimore game with a groin injury. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We start, John, with the sequence at the end of the game in Baltimore. The NFL came out saying that it never should have happened, the field goal. What say you?
We're out here on this bright day, and you bring up that dark, right?
Incredible.
In all seriousness, I asked Blake Bortles, we asked Gus Bradley about it today, and it's very much a, hey, we're looking ahead, and really, game over.
Jags win.
Yeah.
End of story. 22-20, the final score. Cindric Marks, the big news today. It sounds like he's going on injured reserve. It's going to be tough to replace that. He was starting to get better and better coming off of the injury. How do you replace that?
Well, I don't know that you do, because he's a unique skill set at that three technique tackle. I think he has been more disruptive in the run game than the pass game this year. I think he was going to get to the point where he was as sacks oriented as he was last year. But he's had a lot of tackles for losses, and that has created a lot of good down and distance. I don't think you replace him. I think you move Tyson Alualu back there. Michael Bennett will be a factor. At some point, I'd be a little surprised if they don't try Jared Otterkin there to get some pass rush. But it's a group effort, and it's a blow. I don't think they will be able to be as dominant against the run without him as they were for a while with him.
And Avery Jones has been playing some good ball in the middle as well. Alan Hearns has been in the headlines the last couple of days, going to a specialist in Philadelphia for a core issue, but this is really much ado about nothing.
Well,
right?
This is a little bit of the Twitter, internet, 24/7. It got out yesterday when Gus Bradley said he was going to a specialist that, oh my goodness, this is different. He went to this guy early in the season. He goes to him regularly. Alan Hearns says that he feels more confident he's going to play this week than he did last week.
Sure.
I'd be stunned if he doesn't play. I never doubt that he's going to be in the field, as tough as this guy has been so far. So not much to do about nothing, but much to do about not very much.
Short week, a lot of stuff going on here at Everbank in a couple of days.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun week.
Here we go. Jaguars, Titans coming up Thursday night on Thursday Night Football. We'll have Poolside with Jaguars.com coming up tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.